We are wicked and unprofitable servants. We have done what we are obliged to do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So, it's a little weird being so distant. But you remember where we started this week? Remember when we started our trip and you came here and we didn't want to go visit Dad, didn't want to go visit Mom. But then something intervened and a scripture passage came up. You remember what that scripture passage was? Remember we were speaking about how there was a son who said he would do it and didn't do it. And another son who said absolutely not and then went ahead and did it. We wanted to be the son who actually did what was right, and so we went. Well, here our Lord is talking about another parable and another servant and another situation. When I think of this parable, I think often of the parable of the parable which brought you deeper into the church. The parable which meant so much to you. The parable of the son who was far from the father. The son who went and spent everything extravagantly, and the father who extravagantly spent himself on behalf of his sons. Remember the dialogue at the very end of that, when the older son will not even go in and says, "Father, you did this for your son, that son of yours," using that pejorative istud that we talk about in Latin in our classes with Father Jerome, God rest his soul. He says, "That son of yours did all these things. You did all these things for him. You gave him half of your possessions, but you never even a single time allowed me to experience even a small young he-goat to be set apart and to be shared with me and my friends. But you gave that son of yours everything, and now you rejoice even more because he's here. I'm not going to go in." And what does he say? He says to him, "My son, you have all that I have is yours." What he's really saying in that, he's not just talking about all that he has, he's saying, "All that I am is yours. You are with me always," is what he says there specifically. That's what our Lord is really driving at this. We think he's being a little bit of a jerk and saying, "Just go ahead and do all these things and don't even care if I thank you for any of the things that you've done." He's saying, "No, recognize the simple fact that you were working in my vineyard. I was with you and you're with me." He's saying, "You're with me always." That's the joy. The joy isn't taking rest at my table and being able to come back from your labors and to be acknowledged. I'm with you at every single moment. And brother, as long as we do whatever it is that we're doing and we recognize that we're with him, what is the tire in the work? What is the labor so heavy? What is the difficulty that we have in whatever is before us? Because we're with him and he's with us. And so long as we recognize that simple fact, that's how Matthew chapter 10 speaks to us, where he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon your shoulder and learn from me, because what I am doing, what I am about is easy and light. And I will give you rest for your souls." Why? Because I'm doing it with you. And because you're with me. And because of that, you have all that is mine. Today, as we enter into these sacred mysteries, celebrating Jesus Christ as the universal high priest, let's ask God together, you and me as brothers and laborers in the same vineyard of Christ. He's doing the work. He's the priest. He's doing it all. And he's allowing us to see him do it in us to the degree to which we allow him. It's easy. We are wicked and unprofitable servants. We do what it is that we're obliged to do. but our Lord is with us. And so long as we recognize it, we're really with Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.